News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seals Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle, give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Magic Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Bluges. It is Wednesday, and I have a wonderful group, as always. Oh, four girls, one guy, kind of outnumbered. We're so glad you're here. And you have so much to tell Santa because we know it is how many days away?
You have it figured out.
Six.
Can you imagine how hectic and fun and silly and crazy it is in the North Pole? Can you? Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Yes, 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 me
yes.
Too.
I am so glad. I'm so glad to see everybody. We actually have, let's see, 3, 4, 5. Now we have 7 guests tonight. So we better get cracking here because we've got lots to tell Santa Claus and the elves, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So remember, this is how we're going to contact the North Pole. What we're going to do is I'm going to count to 3, and then we're going to do our special song, and we're going to get
Santa, 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 Santa.
Okay, so everybody clear your throats.
Clear your throats. Come on, I need to hear it. Okay.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Santa, 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 Santa,
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Bye.
was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
Now, wait a minute. Alvin, cut that off. Wait. Just a minute. Simon.
Hello.
Hello, my little Emma.
Hello, Miss M.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm so much better now that I get to hear your sweet little voice.
Hello.
Emma, we've got a big group tonight.
We do.
We do, and they are so happy. They're just smiling hearing your voice. But I think there's one more voice they want to hear.
Oh, I don't know. Who would they want to hear from?
Is it the Tooth Fairy? Easter Bunny?
I could give her a call.
Oh, my goodness. Did I just hear my name called from Sunbury? Well, Miss Anne, how are you today?
Oh, Santa, I'm so much better now that I'm hearing your voice.
Well, we had Chad last night with the children, and he did a wonderful job.
But we missed
you so much.
I missed you too, Santa, and I missed Emma, and I feel so much better being back here in the Magic Radio Room. Santa Claus, I think you better buckle up a couple times. We have 7 guests tonight. Should I try that again? Guests.
Easy for you to say.
I know, Santa. Easier said for me, right?
She wants a hippopotamuses for Christmas.
I know. That's what that sounded like, Emma. Well, they've got lots to tell you, Santa and Emma, so kick back and relax a little bit. And when we come back, our first guest tonight will be the lovely Carly Ross. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is the lovely Carly Ross. Hi, sweetheart. Welcome back.
How are you? Good. Hi, Santa.
Well, my goodness, Carly. Oh, welcome to the Magic Radio Room.
It's so good to have her back. We can't forget Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hello.
I have a surprise for you.
I have a surprise for you. You have a surprise for me.
Hold on to your seat, Emma.
I'm ready.
You cannot believe what Carly is wearing and what her beautiful Christmas shirt says.
I need a
You just stepped right in our cupcake, Emma. Now you're tracking chocolate icing all over the workbench.
Santa Claus Carly knows the way to Emma's heart. Emma, that's what her shirt actually says in the word sparkle, in sparkle. So she wore that very special for you.
Yay!
Oh, that's so nice of Carly.
What a hit, Carly. So, hey, we haven't talked to you since last year. Bring Santa up to date. How old are you and what grade are you in?
7, and I'm in second grade.
Oh, my goodness, how time does fly.
Tell Santa Claus, how's second grade? How was your day today?
Good.
Did you get, do you get lots of homework in second grade?
Not really. Today we only had to read.
Well, that's not too bad.
Reading is good.
So Santa may have some, already know some information about this, but how, you studying really hard and trying hard in school?
Yeah. Oh,
those are good things, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, Santa gets some reports back to the North Pole. You know who's shipping all that info, do you?
Four elves. Charlotte and Sadie's elves. Zippers, which is at Janelle's house. Buttons, which is at my normal house. And Hermie is at my mom's boyfriend's house.
Oh, my goodness. That is a busy bunch of elves down there. But we get a lot of contact with Buttons.
Wow. That's a lot of elf eyes on you, huh, Carly?
Yeah.
I could tell. I'm sure you're a very good girl. So school's going really well. And tell Santa, what else are you doing?
Today we did a math test. And I used to do softball, but this year I'm going to try something different.
What are you going to try?
I don't know yet.
So you're thinking about something different, another sport. Well, no matter what you do, I'm sure you're going to be great at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet. Hey, we forgot. You have some people listening. Who should we say hello to on the Magic Radio?
Rachel, Debbie, and Bill, and Dave, and Adam.
It's quite a fan club, isn't it, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Merry Christmas to all of Carly's peeps!
And a very Merry Christmas.
So did you get to see all your peeps over Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
How was your holiday? Good?
Good.
Good. What, lots of good food? Like, what was your favorite on the menu?
Pumpkin pie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, love pumpkin pie.
One of Santa's favorites. So, Carly, have you had time? I mean, we're counting down. Are you all ready at your house?
Yep.
What's done? Is the tree all decorated?
Yeah, but we still have some ornaments we could put on.
Do you have some special ornaments that are just yours that you get to put on the tree?
Not really. But there is the pickle that is my uncle's, and the legend has it that on Christmas morning, the child who finds it first in the Christmas tree gets good fortune and a good present.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful tradition, Carly.
Yes, the good old pickle tradition.
Oh, a different meaning of being in a pickle.
This is the kind of pickle you want to have.
That's true. Did you find it last year?
Well, yes.
You did. Good. Well, good luck. I hope you find it this year.
Yeah.
Now, you probably only have, two more days of school left, right?
Yeah.
What's the plan at school on Friday? Do you have a little Christmas party?
Tomorrow's our Christmas party. On Friday, we have a half day.
Wow. And then you count down till Christmas Eve, and then you have time off. What are you going to do with your Christmas break?
I don't know.
I bet you're hoping to play with some new toys, right?
Yeah.
And probably sleep in a little bit?
Yep.
Now, on Christmas morning, you don't sleep in, do you?
My mom tries to get me to.
Cat's out of that bag, Mom. So, Mom wants to sleep in a little bit. You're ready bright and early to get down to the tree, aren't you?
Yep.
So, did you decide what you plan to leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve?
Cookies and milk. And at Debbie and Bill's house, I'm gonna leave a container of cookies and and a little drink to go for Santa, for Hermie to take.
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You hear that, Santa Claus? Carly's got to-go snacks.
to go. She's packing them up and they'll be all ready for you, Emma. Well, Carly, it sounds like you are all set for Christmas. And I bet you've been practicing some Christmas songs. What's your favorite?
Two. Rudolph and Jingle Bells.
Oh, that's old Santa Claus' set of favorites, too.
How's Rudolph?
My goodness, he's right here. He's listening to the boys and girls. Oh, we have to calm him down a little bit. Oh, Rudolph, settle down.
It's so excited, Carly. And so Rudolph's there right now. Are you ready to sing your song?
Yep.
Would you like to ask Emma for one of her super-duper special drum rolls?
Sure.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
You got it.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey. Awesome.
And you understand how fast old Santa Claus has to go on Christmas Eve. Oh, that was wonderful, Carly.
That was speed, Jingle Bells.
That was awesome. So, Carly, is your room all nice and neat? Is it clean?
Not really.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have a few days, so you can work on that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what are you hoping Santa works on and brings you on Christmas Eve?
A Wii with Wii controllers, an Xbox, a Nintendo Switch, a Nintendo 2DS XL, and surprises.
Well, my goodness. Emma, let's take a look at the great big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Carly Ross.
All right. It says here that Carly Ross is doing well with her homework, so that's really good. You keep up the good work. But sometimes you need to improve on your listening, Miss Anne. It's elf ear time.
I'm on it, Emma.
Hey, pull on those ears for me.
She is.
All right, those are your elf ears. They are for listening. They work. They work. I know they do. Listen to your family, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Oh, let's take a look at the workbench here at the North Pole now. And oh, look at all these surprises for Carly. Oh, my goodness. Pile of surprises over here. Oh, my goodness. Over here, even more. And I think we should be taking Carly a Monopoly Junior.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus!
Let's give Carly Ross a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Carly. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's always so wonderful to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Lawson Lloyd. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Lawson Lloyd. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Welcome to the Magic Radio Room. You look so stunning tonight. I love the dress.
Thank you.
Emma, would you like a report?
I need a fashion update.
I have sparkles on my heels up. I sparkles on my tights.
Ah, there's sparkles everywhere!
And it's it's the beautiful colors she has on, Emma. She's got a red and gold bow in her hair.
I also have a jingle bell earrings.
Oh!
That has sparkles on it.
Yay!
Sparkles on
me! Oh, my goodness, Watson. So many sparkles.
She's just glowing, Santa Claus. Did you have your Christmas picture taken in this dress?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet it's a beautiful picture. You know what I'm thinking? Those little jingle bell earrings? You think a certain elf might be trying those on or want to try those on?
Emma?
I do. It's true. I do.
What do you think, Lawson? Is it okay if she tries them on when she peeks in your bedroom on Christmas Eve?
No.
Oh, my goodness, Lawson.
Off limits, Santa Claus.
So there might be a little sign on her bedroom door, Emma.
Wouldn't be the first time.
When did we lose that front tooth? One of those teeth?
At school.
Did you put that under your pillow?
Mm-hmm.
What did the tooth fairy leave?
Money.
I always like to know, Santa Claus, and I think you're a little curious, too. How much does the tooth fairy leave?
$1.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, Miss Anne, we knew that because the elf Cookie told us that here at the North Pole.
So, Lawson, Cookie's at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Cookie spotted today?
Where the books are, where the TV is up on the books.
Oh, like, he's quite a reader.
Oh, she was in a dress. Oh, nice little elf dress. Oh, a nutcracker dress, Emma. Did you hear that?
I did.
A nutcracker doll with it.
Oh, wow. So Cookie was just kind of resting and laying there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Have you spotted her in your bedroom or...
In my toy room.
She loves it there.
Inspecting the room, making sure it's clean.
Jar.
She was in a drawer?
Jar.
What was she doing?
Sitting and looking at gingerbread houses that we
made. Wait, Cookie's all pretty stealth Santa Claus all over the house, huh?
Oh, very busy.
Mm-hmm. So, have you spotted Cookie eating any cookies? Because some of the boys and girls tell me that the elves are getting into all their snacks and candy.
No.
Well, not that you know of, right?
You never know.
So, Lawson, tell Santa Claus, how old are you now and what grade are you in?
I'm 6 and I am in first grade.
Oh, that is a tough grade there, Lawson. But we understand you're doing very well.
Good report Santa's getting. So what's your favorite part of first grade?
Math.
You think you want to give Santa a really quick math test here? Give him a problem to solve?
4 plus 4.
Ooh, let me see here. 4 plus 4, if I take both hands and hold them up and subtract 2, I end up with 7. No, 8. Wait, 8. It's 8 plus... Yeah, that's it.
Gonna give Santa a grade, Lawson. What did he get?
A plus.
Oh, why, thank you, Lawson. It only took me a couple of minutes to come up with that.
So glad to hear that math is one of your favorite subjects. Now, when you're not at school, are you into any activities? Do you dance or soccer?
No.
You look like you would dance. Maybe it's your dress. You look like you could be a little ballerina.
I'm not.
Do you like music? And
uh-huh.
Have you been watching any Christmas movies? Is there a favorite that you like to watch?
Rudolph.
You heard that's one of Santa's favorites, too.
Oh, my, yes.
Would you like to sing a song for Santa and maybe Rudolph?
Uh-huh. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Is he nearby, Santa?
Oh, Rudolph, you can hear old Rudolph right over here. He's so excited already.
Well, Lawson, would you like a super duper magic drum roll from Emma?
Yes, please.
You got it! Take it away, Lawson!
Nothing to sing. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has a very shiny nose
like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw it, you would need to say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to cough and call him names. Let poor Rudolph play the reindeer games. And on foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And all the reindeers loved him, and with glee, hippie, loved the nose reindeer.
Yeah, in history. Whoa, my goodness, Rudolph. Oh, he almost fell off the workbench. He slipped in the cupcake you stepped in, Emma. Oh, he's all right now, though.
And his nose is blinking away, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness, yes, it is.
Well, you made Rudolph very happy. Now, what will make you happy on Christmas morning? What are you hoping for this year?
A new tablet.
Okay. Is there anything else special that you want Emma to write?
LOLs. Okay. And
do you like surprises?
Uh-huh.
Well.
Surprises.
My goodness, Emma. Let's see what we can come up with for surprises. And also, let's look in the great big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Lawson Lloyd.
All right. It says here that Lawson is doing well at picking up her toys, but it says here you could improve on being more organized. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
Everything has a place, and everything needs to go in its place, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's a good girl, Lawson. And Lawson's a good girl, I promise.
Oh, let's take a look at the workbench here and see what we have for Lawson. Oh, my goodness. Oh, she loves surprises. She must love them a lot because look at all these surprises.
Wow.
And I think we're going to bring her an LOL surprise doll. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Lawson a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Lawson Lloyd. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You did a wonderful job, sweetheart. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking to the Lone Ranger, the only young man here tonight. We'll be chatting with Jeffrey Fetterman. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Jeffrey Fetterman, and welcome to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
Good. It's your first time talking to Santa.
Hey, Santa Claus. How are you?
Hey, Santa Claus. Well, hello there, Jeffrey. Oh, my goodness. I see here you're 5 years old already.
And so what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Wow. How do you like kindergarten?
Good.
Good. Well, tell me about your day today. What was the best part of your day?
I forgot.
Oh! sometimes that's the best part of everybody's day.
Let me guess. Maybe, was it lunchtime?
Yeah.
And do you get recess?
Yeah.
Usually your favorite parts of the day? But kindergarten's really fun, all the boys and girls tell me. Do you get to do, like, you circle time, and you're learning the alphabet, and some math, numbers? So can you do the alphabet for Santa Claus?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, Q, R, S, T, O, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, watch the same with me.
What a wonderful job, Jeffrey. I tried to keep track, and I think you got every one of them.
That was fantastic for his first time on the Magic Radio, Santa.
My goodness, yes.
Wow. So, Jeffrey, you have some really fun, super-duper cool hobbies. Tell Santa what you love to do.
Ride scooter.
You ride scooter, Santa Claus, and Emma.
We love that here at the North Pole, too.
I want a scooter, Santa.
Oh, look what you started, Jeffrey. But Emma, Jeffrey and I were talking before we came back on the Magic Radio. I mean, with all the snow and ice there, can you use a scooter in the North Pole?
I'll figure it out.
Sure. Tell her, wear a helmet.
I'll wear my helmet, though. Yep. I will.
But tell Emma to wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
Yep, I will.
Safety first, Emma.
Safety first.
Well, and you also, what else do you like to ride?
Four-wheeler.
Who do you ride four-wheelers with?
No one.
You have your own little four-wheeler?
I don't. I ride on one way with only one person.
So you have your own little four-wheeler. That's, what color is it?
Boil.
Oh, that sounds so cool. So, is what, honey?
Dark boil.
Dark blue. Oh, you'll have to take a sneak peek at that, Emma, when you're at his house.
I will.
So, have you spotted any little elf helpers at your house?
A snowman and a dog.
Wait, you have a dog?
Yeah, doggy elf.
Oh, okay.
That's Chippy, I think, isn't it?
Oh.
So,
how is Chippy behaving at your house?
Good.
Good?
Because some of the boys and girls tell me some of these elves, they get into a little bit of trouble. Chippy's been okay?
One time was hanging from my roof. Oh. From the house, we're in the wall room. The daddy one was holding on to the Dane, and he had a candy cane on his foot. It was hanging.
Good old Chippy.
Boy, Emma, Chippy must go through some extra training to learn how to do that.
Well, maybe. Or maybe it went wrong. I don't know. He didn't tell me about that part.
So now, what do you have to do at your house? Do Mom and Dad ask you to help around the house? And maybe, what do you have to do? Keep your room clean?
Mm-hmm. I try to get it clean, but I sleep with my mom.
Sometimes you sleep in Mommy's room?
I do. Yeah.
Well, so are you working on trying to keep your room clean? Pick up your clothes?
Yeah. In my other room, cold and messy.
Oh, God.
There's the...
I have a foam pit in my bed. One of them.
There's the truth, Santa Claus. He's coming clean, a little messy.
Well, that happens.
But the good news is, Jeffrey, you have time until Christmas, and then after Christmas, you can work on that all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, you are going to sing Santa a special song tonight, right?
Bells rock.
Would you like one of these special drum rolls? Maybe ask Emma?
On drum rolls.
Drum roll, please.
You got it, Jeffrey!
Though. I just know Jingle Bells Rock. Okay. That's all I know.
Santa would love whatever you know.
That's okay.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells Rock.
Whoa! Yay! Oh, my goodness.
That's all I know.
I can go through the rest
jingle
of it
bells,
in my
jingle
head.
Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, it's fun it is to ride in one horse up and say, hey, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way.
Yay!
Oh, Jeffrey, you knew a lot more than you let on. Oh.
Good job.
Well, Jeffrey, so we got your song out of the way. I guess we have nothing else to tell Santa, right? Can I tell him my list? Or wait, you're going to let me tell him my list? No, I think it's fair if I let Santa hear your list. What would you like for Christmas?
I don't know. All of that, I just have two. A dirt bike and a bike.
Well, my
goodness. Because I know how to ride without training wheels already.
Oh, well, let's go over here to the big book and see what else we might have and how Jeffrey Fetterman has been this past year.
All right. It says here that he's doing well in school, and that's really good. Keep up the good work, Jeffrey. But it says here you can improve on not throwing any more fits. No more fits, okay?
Okay.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, let's look at the workbench here. Oh, he only wanted a couple of things, but look it over here at all these surprises. Oh, my goodness, oh. Emma. Big pile of surprises. And, oh, my goodness, let's bring him a brand new bike.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Jeffrey Fetterman a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Jeffrey. Merry Christmas.
Oh! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Santa, I think it sounds like Jeffrey's going to need his own little garage, all these scooters and four-wheelers and all that good stuff. Well, you did a wonderful job for your first time in the Magic Radio. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Anna McCracken. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
And girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Oh, my goodness.
Miss Anna is shirking her responsibilities again.
Just took a little break, Emma, just a little break, and I think Anna did a great job.
Well, my goodness, yes, good to hear Anna McCracken's voice. And, yep, she did a great job of introducing the show, Miss Anna.
So you got Miss Anne and Miss Anna. That's pretty cool. Hey, I know you have some family members listening. One very special cousin that we need to say hello to. What's her name?
Lily.
Say hello, Lily.
Hello, Lily.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Lily. It's good to know that you're out there listening, and Merry Christmas. And Emma just went to check the elves, but she left me a note and said, make sure that we'd say Merry Christmas to Lily from Emma. Oh, Merry Christmas.
We got to talk to Lily was here, and she talked to Santa just a few weeks ago. I know. We're so happy to have you back here because it's been a whole year. So tell Santa Claus, what have you been up to? How old are you? And what grade are you in now?
I'm 6 and I'm in kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Wow. What is kindergarten like? Do you really love school?
I do love school.
That's good. Santa loves to hear that.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Santa. School is so much fun.
Well, so what did you get to do at kindergarten today? What makes it so much fun for you?
I get to go to art, and I went out for recess.
Do you? That's fun. What do you do at recess? What do you get to play?
I get to play Gaga Ball.
Wait, Gaga Ball?
What is Gaga Ball?
Gaga Ball is where you go in this big space, and you have to run around the Gaga Ball pit, and then you have to only hit it with your hand, and you have to try and get other people's feet to get them out.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun, Anna.
A little Emma, that sounds like a little slant on dodgeball, doesn't it?
Yeah, we do that with snowballs.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it, Anna? Yeah. I think Emma's gaga for the gaga game. What do you think?
Yeah.
So speaking of Emma, all the elves, and Santa Claus, have you been baking any good cookies, or do you plan to?
Yes.
Well, let's start with what is your number one favorite cookie?
My number one favorite cookie is chocolate chip.
Oh, my goodness. Old Santa Claus loves those chocolate chip cookies. Oh.
Anna, that was a little hint from Santa Claus. Do you think you'll leave him some chocolate chip cookies? And what about anything to drink with the chocolate chip cookies?
Milk.
So, Anna, now you have two sisters, right? So, who's the first one awake in your house on Christmas morning?
Madeline. She's always awake first.
Is she? Like every single day?
Except some days I'm awake before her because she never wants to go to school. She always wants to sleep.
Sounds like the elves.
Little sister telling stories for the other little sister, Santa Claus. Well, so maybe when it's Madeline's turn, we'll have to see about one of those elf clocks. What do you think, Anna? Do you think she needs a special alarm?
Yeah, she does have an alarm clock, but it doesn't work so good because the beep is not so loud.
Well,
nope, I have exactly what she needs.
Can I hear it?
Oh, my goodness, and if that doesn't get you awake.
A little loud.
Is there a volume button on the elf clock, Emma?
Nope.
Oops. It's that loud or nothing?
Only one setting. Either it's going to wake you up or it's not.
That'll get the whole house up, won't it? Yeah. So at your house, have you spotted any elves around?
I didn't, but in my class, we have an elf named Max.
Max is in your school?
Wow. Today he was pretending he was at school.
Oh, was he?
Max loves pretending to be in school. He learns a lot.
I don't know how much he would have been pretending if he was actually at school.
Did he go outside for recess, too?
No. He stays inside.
Maybe he'll come back a genius because he was in school.
He's going to be super duper smart, Emma.
Super duper smart.
Ask Emma what her new title is.
What's your new title?
I am the super duper president of everything, Sparkle Queen.
That's a pretty big title, isn't it, Anna? Okay, they're not sparkly, but you have a beautiful outfit. Oh, wait, I'm wrong. Those are sparkly leggings you have on.
Whoa!
Thought we almost got by that one without blowing Emma up. But
you're gonna have to get up pretty early in the morning if you're gonna get one over on me.
And I love your little Christmas sweater dress. You look so pretty. Well, sweetheart, are you singing a song for Santa and Emma?
Yes.
Are you ready to sing?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee,
Yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Whoa, my goodness, Rudolph. Oh, Rudolph knew he stepped in a cake before. Now he's on the ceiling.
Santa, we're going to need a spatula.
He loved that song, Anna.
That was so very nice, Anna. You did a great job and you made Rudolph happy. So what will make you really, really happy on Christmas morning?
A dancing mummy.
A dancing mummy? Oh, that would be so cool. Okay, Emma, that's on the list.
And I would like a puppy.
Okay, now, is this a stuffed puppy? Like a stuffed animal puppy?
No.
It's a packing problem for Santa to put a real puppy on the sleigh, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my, yes. It fits very difficult to do.
Wish you could have seen her face, Santa. So, how about, do you like surprises? Should we add some?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my goodness. Let's take a look here in the great big book and see what it says about Anna McCracken.
All right, it says here that Anna McCracken is good at listening and being kind to everyone. But it says here that you could improve on putting your toys away. I'm the official room inspector, so you better clean up your toys for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here and see what they have lined up here for Anna McCracken. Oh, my goodness. Look at this over here. These are surprises. More surprises over here. Oh, she is going to be so happy with these surprises. My, my. Oh, let's give Anna McCracken a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Anna. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was so nice to have you here. And good luck with your dancing. Lily tells me you're absolutely wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we will be talking with Miss Emily Strayer. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070, WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Frost Jewelers." That's right,
Frost Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove and online at frostjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Emily Strayer. Welcome to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
I need a big smile quick. Uh-oh, Santa Claus. All she wants for Christmas. Two of them in the front, Santa.
Oh, Kate told us all about that. Kate the Elf said Emily needs a couple of teeth for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. See, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish a Merry Christmas.
Whoa!
That's how we all sound when we don't have our two front teeth. I bet you can't eat corn on the cob right now, right?
I can.
Oh, you can? Yeah, I guess you can work around the cob, right?
Yes.
You know what? I have to say, even without your two front teeth, you have a gorgeous smile. We've got to tell Emma, this is quite a Christmas outfit you have on.
I have sparkles on my dress and my leggings.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, calm down, Emma. Calm down. Oh.
I told you, Emily, she loves sparkles. But, Emma, you didn't hear about the best thing. I haven't seen a piece of jewelry like this for Christmas that I love so much.
My grandma was at work today, and she had this cake, and there was this Christmas blue ring in her cape. And she gave it to me.
Oh, wow. Isn't that nice?
It looks just like a Christmas light, like that would be on the tree, Emma. And it's a ring. It's on a ring.
Emily's got the bling.
You got the bling going on there, little girl. You look beautiful. So, Emily, anybody listening to you on the Magic Radio that you'd like Santa to say hello to?
Lily.
Oh, my goodness. Merry Christmas to Lily.
My Grammy is here, and my Pappy's at home.
Well, and Merry Christmas to them as well.
And my cousin is listening right now.
So everybody's been good this year, right?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to having some real special time with your family over Christmas?
Yes.
It's one of the best parts, right?
Yeah.
Well, you all have. What do you think you're going to have to eat on Christmas Day?
I have no idea, because usually for Thanksgiving and Christmas feast, we go to my grandma's house.
I bet grandma's a really good cook.
Yeah.
Does she bake lots of Christmas cookies, and do you bake any at your house?
I help sometimes, but I also eat the dough.
When she says she helps Santa Claus, Emily, that's what I was kind of thinking. I call it quality control. So you taste the cookies and make sure that they're really good, especially the ones for Santa, right?
Yes.
It's a very important position.
That is. That's a very, very important title, too, just like yours, Emma. So have you spotted Kate trying to eat any cookies at your house?
No, but today she has my toilet lid wrapped in toilet and wrapped in wrapping paper.
Oh, my.
You didn't play lots of pranks in my house, and I don't like it.
Emma, you didn't want a toilet seat for Christmas because maybe she's just helping.
No.
There's not a. You don't have a toilet seat on your Christmas list, do you?
No.
Boy, that Kate sounds like one silly little elf, Emma.
Yep, that's what she does best.
You're not the only one with a crazy little elf, believe me. I've heard lots of stories. So what else has she done?
She's been, my mom is really mad at her because she has three Christmas bows on her mirror, and she's been hanging by, the ceiling and her lights out in the kitchen, and she is very, very mad at my elf.
Oh, well, we'll warn Kate to kind of keep her head down a little bit. Oh.
Yep, if she keeps getting caught being bad.
Because every morning, like, I wake up and, like, she's in something that's in trouble or she's good. So,
what's the other?
Yeah. So we'll see in the morning what she's doing.
All right.
Well, how's your school year? What grade are you in?
Kindergarten. I'm 6 years old.
So you probably only have, what, two more days of school this week, right?
Yes.
Are you having a Christmas party tomorrow or Friday at school? Do you know?
I think tomorrow.
That'll be fun. Did you tell your teacher that you were coming to the Magic Radio?
No. Her name is Mrs. Clubon.
Well, let's wish your teacher a very Merry Christmas, just in case she's listening.
And we have an elf named Jingles in our class.
Well, another elf learning the alphabet.
And today he was on the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And, he's being good.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Emma will be happy.
I'll make a note in the elf book.
Better reports on that one, Emma.
Yep.
Well, Emily, are you singing a song for Santa and for Emma tonight?
Yes.
Did you want to sing by yourself or?
I want all of them.
Okay, gang, ready? What are we singing?
No.
How about some jingle bells? Everybody knows a little jingle bells. Ready?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, my fun, what is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh? Hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, my fun, what is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh?
and sleigh.
Oh, my goodness, Emily. That was beautiful.
Oh, you did a lovely job for your first time. Well, sweetheart, the big moment. What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
I'm hoping for, like, squishies and LOL dolls.
Ooh. Well,
and
how
LOL
about
under wraps.
Okay. And some surprises?
Yes.
Well, let's see what it says in Santa Claus's great big book here at the North Pole about Emily Strayer, Emma.
All right. It says here that she's doing well with Christmas decorating and practicing her word flashcards. That's really good, Emily. But it says here you can improve on cleaning up your messes. I'm the official room inspector, nice and clean, nice and tip-top shape for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the old workbench here and see what we have for Emily. Oh, my goodness. Oh, surprises on the left. Surprises on the right.
Over here.
Oh, my goodness, and surprises down the middle. And let's bring her up. Poopsie the Unicorn.
Oh,
well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Emily Strayer a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Emily.
Merry Christmas, Emma
Christmas.
And Santa Claus.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh,
you sure put a big smile on her face, Santa Claus. It was so nice to have you here, honey. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Well, Santa, when we come back, we'll be talking with another member of the McCracken family, the lovely Madeline. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5 and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Madeline McCracken. Welcome back to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
Good. And you look absolutely beautiful. Did you pick out this outfit?
Yes.
Oh, wait. I need a fashion update.
You know how Emma loves clothes, especially this really pretty sweater. Those look like little diamonds on there.
Yes.
And that bow is pretty snazzy looking. Yeah. And you know what she absolutely loves? These boots might be made for walking for you, Emma.
And that's just what they'll do.
So, Madeline, if she does peek in your room, because you heard, right? She's the room inspector?
Yes.
Yes. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
It didn't sound too reassuring from there, Miss Anne.
What was that, Emma?
That didn't sound too reassuring.
No. Well, she said she'll work on that tonight, but I'm thinking that she may want to try those boots on, although, you know, she needs teeny tiny sizes, right?
Yeah. Yes. So,
do you and your sister have to share a room?
No, we used to.
So you have your own room now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, but that means that you are the one that has to keep it clean and pick up your toys.
Yes.
Are there a couple of piles of clothes on the floor, maybe?
Mostly books.
Whoa! That was a good answer. My goodness, Madeline, a good answer.
That was really quick, Santa Claus. Well, so how was your school year? Tell Santa.
Great. I'm in second grade.
How is school? How do you like school this year?
I really like it.
What's the homework like? Do you get a lot of homework, like every evening?
No. We have to read, and sometimes we have to do a math paper, but that's all.
Oh,
That's a lot of work.
Anybody special that in your family or your teacher that you'd like Santa to say Merry Christmas to?
Mrs. Campeny.
Well, my goodness, Emma. Let's wish Mrs. Campeny a very, very Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Now, Santa, I have it on very good word from Madeline's cousin Lily that Madeline is a very, very talented dancer. And some cool dancing that you're doing. Tell Santa, what type of dance are you involved in?
Irish dancing and ballet and tap dancing.
Oh, my goodness. Well-rounded.
That takes some fancy footwork.
That does. I would love to see Emma do Irish dancing. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
I tried to teach the reindeer how to do it, but it's really hard to find leotards with more than two legs.
Yes.
I don't know, Madeline. You've been dancing for 2 years. Do you think reindeer could do that dance, the Irish dances?
If they could stand up.
They did it once. It did not go well.
And, you know, you heard leotards would be a problem on reindeer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I bet you get to wear really nice costumes and when you have dance
yes.
recitals?
Yes.
How many times a week do you have to go to dance class? Like once a week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. And do you usually practice other days at home? Practice a lot of the Irish dancing. Oh, is it okay? So you have to really focus on that one then, huh? Mm-hmm. So you are the big sister, right? The oldest in the house?
Yes.
Whoa, is that a lot of work?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Does it get a little stressful for you?
Mm-hmm.
Does it? Well, Anna seems so quiet. What's your baby sister's name?
Valerie.
Oh, she seems so quiet and sweet. Is she always this quiet?
No.
Let's wish her a very Merry Christmas while she's being so quiet, Emma.
Merry Christmas!
Well, I bet you're doing a really good job being the big sister because they all look up to you, right?
Yes.
Well, honey, are you singing Santa and Emma a special song tonight?
Yes.
Would you like one of those really cool drum rolls that Emma does?
Yes. Drum roll, please.
You got it! Take it away, Madeline!
Nothing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, and soon I'm going to be in that 9 reindeer open sleigh on Christmas Eve. Oh, my goodness, it's getting close, Emma.
Yeah!
Well, I know you're excited for Christmas, and what are you hoping to see under your tree Christmas morning?
An easy bake oven.
Those are so much fun. Okay, anything else special you want Emma to make a note of? Books, special books, or games, or movies, or dolls.
Christmas in Camelot by Mary Pope Osborne.
Oh, my goodness, that's a fine book. And let's take a look in Santa Claus's great big book to see how Madeline McCracken has been this year.
All right, it says here that she's doing really well at taking care of her sisters. That's really, really good. But you could improve on cleaning your room. You already know you need to work on that for Christmas Eve, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Oh, I think it's time to give...
We got to look at the surprises?
Oh, I'm looking up on the workbench here. And, oh, my goodness, there it is. Oh, I looked right down the workbench and missed it entirely. And look at this big pile of surprises.
Wow.
Over here, surprises. Over there, surprises. Oh, my goodness. I think we're going to make Madeline very happy.
Well, right, Emma. Light the fuse. Here we go.
Oh, it's time that we give Madeline McCracken a great big gold star. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Madeline. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you and your family have a very, very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa, not last but not least, we've got the beautiful Brantley Stover. She's got lots to tell you. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to the Easter Bunny.
Did you hear that, Santa?
Did we somehow fast forward through a couple of months? Because I'm confused. What happened at Christmas?
Say, welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful, oh, Brantley.
I got concerned.
Oh, it had me very confused there.
I got very concerned.
Brantley, I think we tricked Santa and Emma. She's a good little helper for me, Santa Claus.
Real good little tricker.
Very tricksy.
And she looks like she could be sitting on top of our Christmas tree here. You look so beautiful. I love your little Christmas leggings. And that's a pretty bow in your hair. Did you dress like this very special for Santa?
Yes. Did you? You picked out this pretty bow and your outfit for Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness.
I think my mom picked it out.
I was just going to say that Buttons thought that maybe your mom helped out a little bit. Oh.
So, Brantley, Buttons is at your house. Did you see Buttons anywhere today?
Yeah, he's upstairs, and he's in a basket that has an elephant on it.
That's when you're looking. That's where he is, but you never can tell where he is when you're not looking.
Oh.
Is he being really good while he's at your house?
Yeah.
You think very quiet, right?
Yes.
So you seem so quiet and good.
And I found him last night.
We are trying to teach him how to hide better. My goodness, Brantley.
Where did you find him last night?
Where was he?
Let me guess. Was he near the cookie jar?
No.
Was he near the Christmas tree?
No.
Is your Christmas tree lit? Is it all decorated?
Yes. Can you tell?
How tall is it? Is it taller than this tree? Tell me about your tree.
What color lights?
It's taller than the tree.
Is it tall as our magic radio room tree? So that your tree must be as tall as what? Five elves? If you stack the elves on top of one another?
That would make it very high. We're very short.
Yeah. So that'd be a nice sized tree though, right?
Yeah.
Did you put a stocking out yet for Christmas? Do you have a stocking with your name on it?
We have a princess's stocking.
And on Christmas Eve, will you leave any special little gifts, like maybe a picture that you draw for Santa or some cookies and some yummy snacks for him?
Some cookies.
Whoa, old Santa Claus loves those cookies, Brantley.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Let's
see, do you like the Santa, the cookies that are sugar cookies that are shaped like Santa Claus? And
I like the chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my goodness, Brantley. That's my favorite, too. Though
Santa?
I like almost all cookies.
But that's on, like on the top of your list, isn't it, Santa?
Oh, my, yes.
Now, Brantley, are you, so you're being a good girl at home, and you get to go to kindergarten, right? How was kindergarten?
Good.
Good? And do Mommy and Daddy ask you to pick up your toys at home?
You're working hard?
Sometimes.
It's as long as you try, that's all Santa wants to hear. Now, when you're at school, have you been learning? I bet with Christmas so close, I bet your teacher is teaching you some Christmas songs.
Yeah, my favorite part is when we go out to recess and we go somewhere at the end of the day.
That sounds like so much fun, Brantley.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you like kindergarten, and I'm sure you're doing so well. And Santa's hoping that one of the songs you're learning in Christmas in kindergarten, that you'll sing one of the Christmas songs. Will you sing for Santa?
Want to try a little song? Should we do Wish You a Merry Christmas?
I know one that you do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it's not the one that you say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, you want to try? Tell Santa, sing the one that you know.
You know Dasher and Fencer and Winter and Dixon, Comer and Neepin and Donner and Bixen. But do you know Tom, the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you didn't say it glows. All of the other reindeers laugh at him and call him names. Rudolph, Red-Nosed Rudolph, join in any reindeer games. Foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Of the under of him, and turn it up with glee.
Yippee!
You look red nose reindeer, you do down in this story.
Oh, my goodness! Well, Rudolph has been dancing around so much that he's tired out. He only made it halfway up the wall.
That was so special, Brantley, for your first time in the Magic Radio. That was beautiful. Well, sweetheart, you get to tell Santa. What are you hoping for Christmas?
A dinosaur fizzy, but I don't know the rest.
Do you like surprises? Okay.
Well, let's look at some surprises, too. But, Emma, let's look Brantley Stover up in the great big book here at the North Pole.
All right, it says here that Brantley is doing well at being the best big sister. And she's great at putting puzzles together. That's awesome. It says here that you can improve on standing up for yourself and believing yourself in yourself more. You know why, Brantley? Because you're awesome. You get to talk to Santa. How great is that? We love you. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's see what's on the workbench here for Brantley Stover. Oh, my goodness. Look over here. Oh, I love these piles of surprises, and you arranged them so nicely, Emma.
I'm a organist.
Yeah, I think we're going to bring her a dinosaur fizzy egg.
Oh,
right. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
It's time to give Brantley Stover a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Brantley. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas.
Bye, Santa.
Goodbye and Merry Christmas.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Hey, you guys did great.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Eagle 107.
We're WEGH, Northumberland, Selinsgrove.